Conversation 2.
Hi, Queenie. How are you enjoying yourself at university?
Hi, Jack. It's a lot of work, but I am having a good time. Are you planning to attend college next year?
Yeah. Can you tell me what facilities they have for disabled students? My wheelchair doesn't always allow me to get into buildings.
You should inquire at Student Services. They can discuss your medical history with you confidentially and make allowances. My friend Shannon and Rosie use computers to do their exams, so in your case, I'm sure it would not be a problem.
What about the wheelchair access?
The newer buildings have elevators and wide doors, but the older buildings have not been upgraded to accommodate handicapped people as far as I know. What faculty are you planning to go into?
I am thinking of doing engineering.
Engineering is in the old Adams building. I don't know if there is an elevator.
Do the buses that go out to campus have facilities to bring wheelchairs on board?
Yes, that I know for sure. All the buses are equipped with electronic lifts, and there are seats that fold back.
What about the sidewalks?
I think most of the sidewalks have been leveled at the corners, so you could probably use your wheelchair, but I am not sure. In fact, if you'd like, why don't you come with me? I'll be taking the bus and I could show you around once we got there.
That's really nice of you, Raphael. I'd really like that.
Okay. I will come to your house about 8:30 in the morning and we can take the commuter train into town, then catch the bus up to the university.
Great. I look forward to it.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
22. What would the student services do with the man?
23. What are the differences between the new teaching buildings and the old ones, according to the woman?
24. What is the feature of buses that go to the campus?
25. What's the purpose of Queenie's appointment with Jack